The studio with me today is the Senior Women's Protection Advisor at ANMIS, Sheila Gitarut. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Right. So why is the International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflict observed? What is its significance?
It is a very important day indeed. The International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflict was first observed in 2015. That is 7 years ago. Eight, almost. On 19 June 2015, and that is when the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution, and the aim was to raise awareness of the need to put an end to conflict-related sexual violence around the world and to pay tribute to all those who have courageously devoted their lives to and lost their lives in standing up for the eradication of these crimes. And since then, it has been marked every year.
Right. So what is conflict-related sexual violence?
Conflict-related sexual violence refers to those incidents or patterns of rape, sexual slavery, forced prostitution, forced pregnancy and forced sterilization, and other forms of sexual violence of comparable gravity against women, men, and girls, boys, as we heard the SRSG say earlier, that is directly or indirectly linked to the conflict. There is a need for us to see a nexus with the conflict. And, you know, it could be, as I said, other kinds of issues of same gravity. We can add to this trafficking in persons when committed in situations of conflict. And also, it is indeed a serious concern under human rights, international humanitarian, and international criminal law, as well as domestic law in the Sudan, South Sudan.
South Sudan. Right. So can you share your thoughts on the root causes of CRSV?
It is indeed a very important point. The root causes of, CRSV are quite many. And we can see, for example, I would really sort of say there is this gendered issues around how we view women in society and the power relationships and their place, and the discrimination which comes with all that. These would be the root causes of society, of CRSV, which in a normal, in non-conflict-related situation, then transposes itself in a conflict situation. It continues then.
Right. So we seem to continue experiencing more cases of conflict-related sexual violence. Why is this?
It's just that the way things are, what we have seen is that with the numbers we are seeing, just to say, like last year, the trends we assessed were that for the year of 2022, we had documented 124 incidents of CRSV affecting 292 survivors. And I would want to say this is really the tip of the iceberg. We do not claim to be able to document each and every case which happens. It continues because...
So if I may jump in, what areas did you draw these cases from?
These are from the whole of South Sudan, right? We have in South Sudan 10 field offices that UNMIS human rights officers then from there are able to access the cases and document.
Right. So what is the impact of CRSV on individuals and on the communities?
Well, the impact is really it's an unfortunate situation where you got unwanted pregnancies, and children born out of conflict-related sexual violence, physical pain, and all sorts of medical issues around that, psychological issues, trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder. That's all for, you know, individuals, which brings in then other social issues, social isolation, as well as we see the very fabric of the society or community is disrupted.
Right.
And we have now the social aspects of this on communities, and many a time victims or survivors of conflict-related sexual violence get ostracized by their communities, isolated, and find it difficult to have a normal life after this very bad, or you know, not, I wouldn't only say experience, but after being subjected to this crime.
Right, right. So what are some of the challenges that you have faced in addressing CRSV in South Sudan?
First of all, underreporting is still a major problem. Survivors rarely report cases of CRSV committed against them. And, you know, all this brings us to situations where, as I said, family members, you know, why don't they report? Their family members and others not to expose themselves, lack of awareness, and fear of reprisal. This is also something, you know, which has come up. And here, women CSOs and other civil society organizations can help. Stigmatization, we heard SRSG mention this, and out of shame, they refrain. Survivors refrain from speaking about this crime they've been subjected to.
Right.
And also, too few safe houses to offer protection, right, to survivors, and lack of awareness regarding available services for survivors. Then, because of this limited knowledge of available services and what can be done, and first and foremost also because it is a crime, many people don't relate to CRSV as a crime. This is some of the issues which we have found can cause disruptions and cause difficulties.
Right.
Of course, the final point,
before you go to the final point, why don't people regard this as a crime?
Oh, well, I think there are many issues linked to that. In the law itself, there's no conflict-related sexual violence as a crime in the law in South Sudan. However, it is prosecuted differently under rape and other things. But the point I wanted to make here was really, under this part, was really that impunity and accountability for cases of CRSV is something which we need to look into. And there are few cases of perpetrators who get to be prosecuted, and survivors do not always have faith that they will get justice and reparations. This is where one of the biggest issues, the problems we have encountered.
So what is UNMISS doing to advocate for accountability?
Quite a few things, really. For example, there's quite a bit of work around accountability. Just to give one quick recent example, you know, is the Yay GCM, General Court Martial in June, just happening, just ended last week.
Yeah.
And there were several cases, but there were like four cases with regards to sexual violence. We don't have the details to say this was conflict-related sexual violence right now, but it is important to know that there has been a process by which Two of the cases out of the four resulted in convictions of, 7 to 5 years imprisonment, as well as orders to pay compensation to the survivors. And I think we will wait for the confirmation of the judgment to see what is there. But also, what is important, there has been a lot of capacity building in terms of how to prosecute sexual violence cases, including CRSV, with the Military Justice Directorate and different others who have benefited from this.
Right.
To conclude on this point, I believe survivors are owed justice, they're owed reparations, and accountability processes should cater for both of these.
That's right. Sheila, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Because of time, I'll ask you for your concluding remarks.
Thank you. Concluding remarks is very simple. Conflict-related sexual violence need to stop.
That's right.
Absolutely. And also that, it is meaningful to ensure that people understand the nexus with the conflict and that, women's bodies are not used to fight wars.
Right. Sheila, Gita Ruth, thank you so much for your time.